The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 4th of April, is Monday of the 5th week of Lent. We reflect on the theme, Return to the Place of Light and Life. My dear friends, we hear again today the story of Susanna from the book of Daniel chapter 13. The story helps us to be aware of how sin comes to happen in our lives. We are shown that sin progresses in a smooth way from a seemingly harmless level, from not paying attention to what our senses impose on us, the kind of things that we look at, the sort of discussions that we hear, and so on. Once we do not take adequate control, we lapse into a desire to realize what the senses suggest to our heads. And before we know it, we are planning to realize what we desire. If we do not stop there, we end up executing the plan that we have carefully put in place, and the sin is committed. The two creepy adults in that reading did not take custody of their eyes. They kept on looking lustfully at her every day as she took a walk in her husband's garden. That led them to the sinful desire to engage Susanna in a sinful relationship. Eventually, they orchestrated a malicious plan to actualize their desire. As the saying goes, be careful what you desire, because your desire may consume you. In the case of these elders, their lust consumed them. This is the path through which sin entered into the world. Scripture recounts that before Eve started desiring the forbidden fruit was just another one of the things in the garden. When the tempter came with his antics, all he needed to do was to make Eve begin to desire that which was forbidden and therefore sinful. Eve's desire led her to eat the fruit. My dear friends, we can say that the moment we permit sinful desires in our hearts becomes the moment we begin our journey into the darkness of sin. It only becomes a matter of when the darkness would consume us. Jesus reminds us today that He is the light of the world, and anyone who follows Him will not be walking in the dark. He will have the light of life. Conversely, it means that if we allow our hearts to follow sinful desires, we begin to walk in darkness. In sacred scriptures, darkness is usually associated with sin. To a community plunged into the darkness of unjust judgment passed on Susanna by the malicious elders, Daniel became the light of truth and life, ensuring by the power of the Holy Spirit that the evil plans of the elders did not triumph over Susanna. This season of Lent is a special time to experience the light of Christ. No one can find happiness in darkness, no matter how hard they search. In the darkness caused by immoral behavior, wickedness, and a life of sin, no one can find fulfillment or satisfaction. I invite you, dear brothers and sisters, to open your hearts and minds and let the light of Christ penetrate through the darkness within. Just as God became a pillar of fire to give light to the people of Israel as they journey from slavery to freedom, from Egypt to the promised land, so does Christ guide us from the darkness of sin into the light of salvation. Our life's journey becomes meaningful and fulfilling only with Christ as our shepherd. He alone can guide us along the right path. He is true to His name. Even if we should walk in the valley of darkness, we shall fear no evil. Christ is there with His shepherd's crook to give us comfort and to protect us from the dart of the enemy of salvation. And so as you begin the course of this day, I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos.